USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man leading the effort to find a coronavirus vaccine says he's hopeful the coronavirus vaccination process will begin quickly once it's approved.
Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December.
Dr. Monslef Slawi speaking there on CNN. The National Turkey Federation is presenting two turkeys to be pardoned by President Trump for Thanksgiving. Chairman of the National Turkey Federation, Ron Cardell, says people can go on social media to vote which one will be the National Thanksgiving Turkey.
The names of the turkeys are Corn and Cobb. Iowa fits, right?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also, get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The United States is continuing to help those affected by hurricanes across the world.
The United States is sending $17 million in humanitarian aid to areas of Central America and Colombia that were devastated by two major hurricanes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that aid and military rescue craft were being mobilized to help areas struck by Hurricane Iota. At least 40 people have been killed by the storm that made landfall in northeastern Nicaragua late last week as a Category 4 hurricane. The International Red Cross says several hundred thousand people are still in shelters or camps across Honduras, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another SpaceX launch is scheduled for Monday night should the weather cooperate. The launch involving Starlink satellites was supposed to happen last night in Florida. It will be the seventh time this Falcon 9 rocket will soar into the sky. The Starlink project is working to build a network of small satellites to provide internet around the world. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus pandemic, as cases continue to rise across the country, 40 states or more are imposing new restrictions to try to slow the spread of the virus. Minnesota, one of the states seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases, Dr. Cindy Firkinsmith, president and co-CEO of Caris Health, telling CBS News,
"We're really struggling with having enough people to take care of them. We're stressed, we're overworked, the physicians and nurses."
As far as the toll this is taking on the healthcare workers in her hospitals.
"Well, they're exhausted, as you can imagine. They've been doing this for the last 9 months. Healthcare workers haven't gotten a break for 9 months, and so it's been a constant battle."
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says software issues in Boeing's 737 MAX plane that crashed twice and was grounded for the longest period in aviation history have been easily addressed. As far as if people will have issues flying on the Boeing 737 MAX,
I don't think so. The MAX is a great airplane, and the software issue has, I would, in layman's terms, easily been addressed.
That audio courtesy of Axios on HBO. Check your local listings as that entire interview is set to air with Kelly on HBO Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.